We hope you enjoy the next 5 minutes or so of the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you to try to lighten the load for your day, and we'll share some things for you to think about, some things to just enjoy and maybe laugh at today on the Good Stuff program.
And let's kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. All aspects of agriculture are covered by Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grain, forage, commercial cattle, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out the website at visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. You take your pick. And you can find places to visit, events to attend. How about staying? Well, lots of motel rooms, camp spots, and Airbnbs. How to plan your trip. Also talking a little bit about the history and how to contact them as well. It's all at visitvalentine.com. Don't forget the Bull Bash coming up in February right on Valentine's Main Street. It's all information for you need at visitvalentine.com. Kim, do you have something to start off the program?
I do. It's called Never Lie to Your Rabbi. I think those are words to live by.
I think so.
At Friday night services, Morris goes to his friend Irving and says, "I need a favor. I'm sleeping with the rabbi's wife. Can you hold him in synagogue for an hour after services for me?" Irving is not very fond of the idea, but being Morris's lifelong friend, he reluctantly agrees. After services, he strikes up a conversation with the rabbi, asking him all sorts of stupid questions, just to keep him occupied. After some time, the wise rabbi became suspicious and asked, "Irving, what are you really up to?" Irving, filled with feelings of guilt and remorse, confesses to the rabbi, "I'm sorry, Rabbi. My friend is sleeping with your wife right now, so he asked me to keep you occupied." The rabbi smiles, puts a brotherly hand on Irving's shoulder, and says, "You better hurry home, Irving. My wife died 2 years ago."
That's not nice. You didn't take your shot of brandy this before we
No, I didn't. No, okay. But I've had a lot of people asking me about it, so thank you very much.
I owe my mother. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done, and she used to say, "If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning."
That's right.
My mother taught me religion. You better pray that that'll come out of the carpet. My mother taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me logic. Because I said so, that's why.
Indeed.
My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh yeah, classic.
My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck?
Never easy to do, but always instructed to.
My mother taught me about stamina. You're going to sit there until that spinach is gone. My mother taught me about weather. This room of yours looks like a tornado went through it. A few more of those for you. My mother taught me about hypocrisy. If I told you once, I've told you a million times, don't exaggerate. My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. Ooh. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait till we get home. My mother taught me about receiving. You are going to get it when we get home. My mother taught me medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. And my mother taught me about ESP. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? I've got a few more of those for another edition of the Good Stuff program, but keep listening and you'll hear the final chapter of Things I Owe to My Mother. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.